Hello and welcome back to the Beginner Podcast. Recently, we went on a fun hike up into the Uinta Mountains, and we chatted a bit about the podcast and what it could be. And something that we came up with was the idea to change it to the beginning of the outdoors, and kind of my adventures throughout all my outdoor activities. And learning new stuff, doing outdoor activities. While we were there, we had some good conversations about hunting and the benefits that can come from it. Mostly with my good buddy Caleb. Shout out to Caleb. We spoke about a few things that kind of you don't really notice when you go on hikes like that. But the hike we were actually going on was preserved, you know, by the wildlife services. And the cool thing is hunters fund, I think it's like up to 80% of the wildlife resources, kind of foundation, stuff like that. I'm not an expert, by the way, guys, so don't make fun of me, but, it was cool to learn about how they preserve a lot of this land due to a lot of the money that hunters are able to put into it, and kind of to preserve things. We also recognize a lot of lakes up here in Utah. They've started this thing where they actually fly airplanes over the lakes, kind of low enough where they're able to actually dump fish into the lakes and stock the fish that way. And that's another thing that hunters are kind of paying for to continue to grow. And there's weird stats with it. I've recently started looking into it more, but it's something to do with since hunting has been implemented and stuff like that, there's actually been a growth of the actual animals, like whitetail deer and elk and other animals like that, went from thousands to millions throughout the U.S. And I was surprised to read that myself because I thought, of course, it would lower over time, but it's actually risen a bunch. And so those are some of the cool things that are kind of behind hunting, and why I want to get into it more is because I know it is something that's helping preserve the land and preserve these beautiful places we have here in America to kind of explore and have fun with. I'll be right back after this message. I forgot to mention that before we went up with a bunch of buddies, I sent out a little group message about how Emily was a Bigfoot person. My wife is Emily. And how she is bringing equipment and gear to be able to try to find Bigfoot in the Uinta Mountains. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And then as we were driving up there, we came up with the idea that she would actually post on that little feed a 20-second video of some people on YouTube finding, or what they think was, Bigfoot in the Uinta Mountains and acting hyped about it. It was very funny, and we had me and Emily laughed very hard at 6 in the morning on our way up there. So that was a cool thing to kind of to have. And I've actually forgot to talk about this a long time ago, but when you start or when you want to get into hunting, you have to get your hunter's license. And I never mentioned this or anything, but this is something that I don't know if it is part of Boy Scouts of America, but somehow I think I got it before scout camp or something like that, where I was able to take it. And it just carries through for the rest of your life. I think you have to be over like 12 or something like that, and it'll carry through. So I got that at a young age, and it's super simple. My wife, we're going to try to get her through the program here soon so she can be licensed. That way we can pull out tags next year for her as well. She was stoked about this trip, actually, and really, was really excited to go hunting, mostly because she actually wanted to help butcher the animal and see how it all works. She's going into the medical field, so she loves anything to do with medical stuff. But she was trying to get the week off, and I I told her to get the wrong week off, so she actually got the wrong weekend off. And now she's working on trying to get the weekend off that we're going down. And so we'll see if that is able to work out. But the hunter license was really easy, as far as I remember, to get. It was just a few basic shots with some people. That was good fun. We'll actually see what we're going to do, because our whole game plan was to somewhat butcher the animal by ourselves, by watching YouTube videos as well as asking friends and family members. And now that Emily might not be there, I'm not thrilled to do it by myself. So we might find a different way, or we might just take it to a butcher and actually have it done. They talked about anywhere from $300 to $500 to kind of butcher the whole animal, which isn't crazy, but also, you know, for our first animal and for kind of the finances we have, we would love not to spend that money, obviously, but we know it's great meat and it'll be good for us. So we'll kind of make that decision, I guess, when we come to it. I also want to give a shout out real quick to Tyler, my brother-in-law, for lending me his gun. Very, very thankful for that. I'm going to be getting out hopefully this week to be able to shoot it again. We've decided to move out of our apartment, so it's been kind of hectic recently. But we'll see how it goes. Thanks again, guys, for tuning in and coming back week after week. I'm super excited to continue this podcast, and I'm hoping to have a few guests on over the next couple weeks. And hopefully I'll get them and have a little bit more fun and be able to have some better conversations with some individuals. Thanks again, guys. Please subscribe if you have a chance. Thanks.